Right, once again, welcome. Another edition, episode of What's Involved. This is where this what gets involved in his own life. And if you've been following my journey, I think we got to about December. And so I'll just do a quick recap, okay? Sort of halfway through last year, being 2023, I was diagnosed with something called CIDP, which is an autoimmune disease, essentially. The treatment for that is something called IVIG. I get polygam. So once every 6 weeks, I have to go into hospital for a day and a night. And then they pump me full of polygam. I get out, I get home. I feel terrible for a few days. And then generally I start to feel better, except that didn't happen in December. So miserable December, Christmas in bed, miserable New Year. Went for, then found out I had to have another 6 months of polygam. Went for my treatment in January-ish, I guess. And I spoke to my neurologist and I said, listen, something is wrong here. Something is just not working. Because during that period of time, I suddenly started to develop cramps. Now, cramps are something that people get. What I was getting was not fun. I would get cramps in my calves, in my thighs, and in my back, but so badly that once I'd gotten past the cramping stage of it, it felt like I'd pulled or torn muscles. The worst part of that was at one stage I was in the bathroom, and in the interests of transparency, I was getting up from the toilet, and suddenly on either side of my stomach, I had the most incredible, terrible cramps I've ever had in my life. And I thought, well, that's going to be interesting because then I'm going to be checking out getting up off the toilet. I could think of way more dignified ways to go. And there was nobody around and I could do nothing. And it took, I don't know, 20 minutes, half an hour before I could even breathe properly. As a result of that, okay, I felt something sort of give in my stomach area. So when I was in the hospital the next time, I told the doctor about the whole thing and I told her what was happening. I told her about the cramps. There were more tests. And trust me, none of this is inexpensive. And she said I needed to also then go for a gastroscopy. And because of this hand thing I have, you can kind of see it there. It's cleared up a bit, but it's starting to flare up again. And they were going to do a skin biopsy. So I wasn't happy about this idea of swallowing a camera. Needless to say, in I went. And they got a new way of doing it since many, many, many days when, you know, they try to force a camcorder down your throat. Literally, they do this quick anesthetic thing and you fall asleep, you wake up, it's done. There was no pain, there was no discomfort. It was amazing. I cannot say the same for the skin biopsy on my hand. Anyway, then off we went with the instructions on what to do. My hand immediately got infected, had to get antibiotics for that. Went back to see the surgeon who'd done this whole gastroscopy thing. And he said to me, well, there's bad news and worse news. So I said to him, well, first and foremost, let's discuss my hand that still has stitches in it. So he goes, oh, now at this stage, nobody told me that whether they were dissolving stitches or what. He told me to come back in 7 days. I did. Anyway, so he fiddled around in my hand with a scalpel. That was not pleasant. And then said to me, I have now got a 7-odd centimeter hiatus hernia. In all likelihood, and I know I had a small one before, part of my misspent youth, but those cramps had actually torn it bigger, so to speak. So I said, well, that's great. He said to me, yep, that's the bad news. The worst news is that because of this and the gastric reflux that I'd been having, which was waking me up, choking and all sorts of things. I know, it's a terrible story, hey? When I listen to myself talking about it, I'm like, yeah, David, what a drama queen. But it's real. And I'm not the only one going through this. And that's why I want to talk about this stuff, because I know of people just in my life, my circle, that have also got various autoimmune diseases and the absolute hell that they go through and the psychological effects and everything. So that's the kind of stuff I want to talk to. But I thought I'd get you up to date just in terms of my health, where I am. So back to the results of the gastroscopy, the hiatus hernia. However, apparently, with my body trying to deal with this, I started growing stomach cells in my esophagus, which he said is not a good thing. And that he's put me on medication, and he said, because that could be a precursor to cancer. And I was like, okay, what else? And he said, if it doesn't clear up and go away, they're going to have to sort of do a operation where they put like a, what's it, they call it debriding, I think, a little thing down into my esophagus and chop away all those things. It's a bit like Roto-Rooter, but for your throat. And I said, okay, and then off I went. As a result of all the cramps and the other bits, the incredible fatigue, brain fog, I mean, I have just been absolutely wasted and flat. The neurologist suggested I go and see a rheumatologist. So off I toddled to go and see the rheumatologist, and she asked me all sorts of questions, prodded and poked, and then did some more tests. And she said she is quite almost convinced that I also have something called polymyositis. I know very little about what it does. I believe it can attack your muscles and your joints. It seems to be doing that with me. My muscles are just, I wasn't like the Incredible Hulk, being called the Incredible Sulk, but never the Incredible Hulk before. So, but I wasn't bad. Now I look like the human version of Gru. Fat stomach and stick legs and stick arms. We got to laugh, otherwise we'll cry. She said, right, just to finalize this, we need to do a muscle biopsy. That led to another comedy of errors, and I went in for another polygam treatment last week. So where are we today? Today is the 13th of March, so last Thursday and Friday. And there I had to see physio again, and she gave me exercises to do, more exercises, bedsercise really, because I've just not been able to do anything. It's been horrible. And then I had to have a sonar of my legs, because the other thing that's happened is my lower legs and my feet are ice cold all the time, which makes all the other pain 10 times worse. And even if I'm lying in bed under a duvet with socks on, my feet are still frozen. So off I then got wheeled to go and do a sonar scan, and got into the sonar room, and the lady there took one look at me and said, take off your pants, lie on the bed, and gave me this little piece of cloth to throw over the pink bits. And I looked at her and said, you're not even going to buy me dinner first. She didn't have as much of a sense of humor as I did, and I think that's why I got punished with cold gel on the sonar. Anyway, the sonar was duly jabbed up into my groin, and I had the sonar on both legs. Came back, still got blood flow. So that doesn't answer the cold thing. The other thing that happens, and initially I thought this was like menopause, because for no reason I'll just break out into absolute sweats. I mean, I sweat horribly. It's horrible. And it doesn't matter what the temperature is. I can lie in an air-conditioned room and I will still sweat, but my feet will still be frozen. So there was the case with that. So they did that. What else did they do? Oh, I got to see a shrink. So when I was telling her how I was feeling and the fact that, no more lust for life. I was not, my mentor always used to say to me, David, you are a human doing, because I was always busy and doing stuff. And he said, and not a human being. Now, up until, when I went into the hospital, I was a human existing, probably still am. So she said to me, so what kind of a mental health professional would you like to talk to? A psychologist or a psychiatrist? So I said, I want to talk to somebody who can give me drugs because I'm tired of waiting around. I want somebody to give me something that'll make me feel better. So that was done. And I'm recording this on the Wednesday, the 13th. And I'm going for a follow-up discussion with the psychiatrist. I swear, I think this guy charges by the word. It is a stupidly expensive. I missed my calling in life, clearly. So we'll see what's happening there. And finally, after much comedy of errors, I am going, I think I said on the 20-something of this month, for the muscle biopsy. So that kind of brings me up to date as to where we are now. So autoimmune diseases, well, I've got diabetes, type 2, insulin dependence. I have to be my own pancreas. I have got CIDP, which we're continuing treatment with, and waiting to hear about polymyositis, for which I believe the treatment is a mild form of chemo. So there, now you're up to date. Thank goodness I didn't decide to tell you my life story, because that is interesting. It would have taken a long time. So now that we're here, I can kind of move on to why I'm wanting to do this. And I keep saying I'm doing this because I know of people, and it's like a dirty little secret. Nobody wants to talk about mental health. Nobody wants to talk about how they're feeling. And on social media and wherever you look, it's always like the bright side, living my best life. And a lot of us aren't. And a lot of us aren't okay. And it's just not cool to talk about this. And the fact that we had COVID thrown in has made things worse for a lot of us. So my hope is that by sharing this, talking about my feelings and what I'm going through, it'll inspire you, if you do not have any of this stuff, to kind of grab life, just grab it by the horns and make the most of it, because you have no idea when something's going to change. If you are going through something similar, maybe just knowing that there's other people out there will also help you. Going forward, I want to talk about what these various treatments are, what they can do. I want to find out about vitamins because, my GP reckons vitamins, the only thing they do is give you very expensive urine. Other people swear by them. Are there other kind of treatments? A lot of people I've seen talking about diet. How does your diet impact this? I believe, yes, it does. A lot of people say it's inflammation in the body. You need to get rid of the inflammation. Some people go and do different kinds of mass. There's a whole bunch of things. And then there's some more esoteric things. So I'm going to prepare you for this because I do believe that everything is energy. Okay? Einstein, I think, knew a little bit about what he was talking about. So energy, electricity, frequency, waves, those kind of things, I believe in that, but can it help a disease like this? Is something like this just in my head? That's on my list to ask the shrink today. So those are the kind of things. And then I want to get hold of some of the doctors, some of the psychiatrists, psychologists, some of the support guys, and I want to talk about to some of the vitamin people. How do you know what you're buying? How do you know? There's no control over vitamins. perhaps even talk to people who are going through similar or different autoimmune diseases. And let's start a movement. Let's start talking. And ultimately, I think my dream is that can find some way to also help those people who are not as fortunate as I am that can get access to this kind of stuff, because it is not cheap. Anyway, that's my lot from me. As I gently hack up a lung, please do me a favor. You know, if you're watching this, like and share, you know, hit the bell and do all those things that the YouTube algorithm likes. If you're listening to the podcast, please share it. Please leave reviews. Visit my website. If you're up to it, on the left of the website, when you get onto whatsinvolved.com, W-A-T-T-S, involved.com, you'll see a little coffee cup there that says, buy me a coffee. Anything like that will be appreciated. Just help with the cost of putting this together. Until then, be kind. Look after yourselves. Take care. Thank you so much, whether you've been watching or listening. Until next time, cheers.